got this DM from a listener. We'll call Anna.
Yes. Anna says, hey, guys, my boyfriend's doctor is retiring, and so he's going to get a new one. I expressed that I would like him to have a male doctor since I don't want another woman looking and touching his... ding-a-ling. I understand it's for a professional job, but it still makes me uncomfortable. His response was, I get who I get. WTH, am I asking too much or overreacting? Thanks, Anna.
That's an interesting one.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to, like, judge her too much, but I do feel like, hey, it's professional.
The doctor's
going to be professional. It's going to be fine. Let's not worry about it.
I mean, chances are he's not going to get this new lady doctor he's attracted to. I mean, how often does that happen unless you're on Grey's Anatomy?
Oh.
Did I just say that out loud?
Is there anyone within the sound of our voice who crossed the line of doctor patient and then had to change their doctor because
that is incredibly risky, isn't it? Like, can't you run the risk of like losing your license over stuff like that?
Well, wouldn't you just then I've got to stop seeing you. You know, I've got to stop seeing you as a patient, and then now everything's fine.
Isn't that, okay, I don't know. Yeah, I don't
isn't
know.
That the caveat in that whole thing?
All that.
I mean, in my brain, that's how it works.
Okay. Well, and on Grey's Anatomy, they don't seem to care about that.
They don't seem to care at all.
But it's always the doctors hooking up with the doctors.
Yes,
though.
Doctor.
I don't know if I've ever seen the doctors hooking up with the patients a lot on that show.
Yeah, see, they have.
Except for wait, long time. This is going way back, but Denny and what was her face? Remember Denny?
No.
Like,
yes. Yeah, I do.
The blonde. What was her name again? It's been a long time since
now,
I saw the show.
Haley said she's overreacting. My gyno is a male, and he's the absolute best and was fantastic when delivering my daughter.
Okay.
I do remember. Yeah, my wife had, male gynecologists for
I've had
the birth,
mostly males, yeah.
Yeah, the birth of the kids. But now I think she goes to a female. Now, right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's Izzy and Denny. Yes, thank you, Heather. Yes, Izzy and Denny. Oh, that was
were they
so
patient?
Romantic.
Were they patient and...
Well, Izzy, Denny was a patient. Izzy was a doctor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And he died and it was the saddest
thing
I've ever
seen. Oh, hey, spoiler alert. What if I wanted to go
television.
Back and watch it?
Oh, it was like a million years ago.
All right. Anyways, I don't think that's an issue. Like, I think you need to kind of... We're
jumping to conclusions here because we don't know who his next doctor is going to be. She's already putting it out there just saying,
well, maybe
if it's a girl, yeah. I'm saying nope.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's like, maybe there's two doctors in the practice and one of them was the dude that retired and the other one is a female. You know, I don't know.
Alex and Rebecca got another text. Alex and Rebecca.
Who are they?
Anatomy.
You're like, saying random names that I don't know.
It's another Grey's Anatomy couple. Doctor okay. patient, yeah. So they're tossing out proof that there can be romances between doctors and patients with I don't think it's that's helping in this space.
But I'm saying that's in Hollywood.
Right.
That's not real life.
Right.
So,
and Anna wouldn't have to worry about that with her boyfriend.
Right, but I don't know
new doctor, which may or may not be a lady. We don't even know.
Right. So is there a profession? Let's put this out there. Is there a profession where you wouldn't want the opposite sex?
Well, I would think gynecologist, but there's a lot of us that have the opposite sex. You know, we have a man as a gynecologist.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Yeah. And that's fine, right?
Yeah. It's fine.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe as a guy, I could understand being a little. I don't know.
My husband's like, never once entertained like, hey, who's your doctor? Am I comfortable with that? No. It's like, no, they're medical providers.
No, it'd be like who you as a patient are comfortable with.
Exactly.
I mean, that would be the most important thing.
Yes,
not whether
exactly.
your spouse is okay with it.
Exactly. So she needs to just, you know, stay out of it. If her boyfriend is comfortable with whatever doctor he's given, that's his choice. End of story. We don't say anything because it really makes her look insecure.
Yeah, and that's why I say I don't want to like jump on her too much, but let's just pretend like you didn't message us and just go.
Now, she looks like a young supermodel. Okay, I could see where you're a little weirded out by it, but we
really,
this has not happened
still
yet.
it's still professional, you know.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
it is. But see, the fact that she's even nervous about that,
so
then
maybe
is there some trust issues already in
all right
the relationship?
So maybe let's go ahead and put words in her mouth since she's not on the phone.
Okay,
maybe her boyfriend has hooked up or strayed with others that are, you know, that he's supposed to be in business with.
If that detail is a part of the story, then okay.
Uh-huh.
But again, nothing's happened yet. So let's wait and see what the situation is. And again, it's her boyfriend's doctor. It's a strictly professional relationship.
Yeah, see, that's what I think. I think
we don't worry about it.
I think, you know, doctors are professionals and they
yes.
understand there's a line.
Yes.
And they can compartmentalize those things.
Right.
Until they can't.
Until they turn their head and cough.
And then I want to hear those stories.
Stop! Why are you always like drudging through the smut?
Well, why not? What else are we going to do? Yeah, okay.
Oh.
I understand.
Out of the two of us, you guys understand who the gossip queen is, right?
Listen, you also understand that I have a half a semester of pre-med.
Right.
So I have lived this world for a half a semester.
You lived the world, yes.
Yeah, so I understand that yes, there is a rule against probably, you know, dating patients. But as soon as you realize that maybe there's a spark, maybe you go, hey, I don't want you to...
Find you another doctor.
Yeah, let's find you another doctor.
Okay.
All right.
So that we can play doctor at home. Got it.
All right, 502-795-1997. Let's see where this goes. All right.
What are you asking for?
Everything.
Okay.
I want Grey's Anatomy stuff.
If you've got Grey's Anatomy like stories, Ben wants to hear it.
Or anything that you feel is relevant.
Any sort of salacious.
Oh, I want it all.
Yeah, okay.
502-795-1997. Can't wait to hear some of your stories. Also, one of our resident doctors who listens, Dr. Aaron, she's checked in. We'll let you know what she has to say on the way. Somehow we got into this conversation about kind of a Grey's Anatomy situation where a doctor might fall in love with the patient.
We asked if that happened because that's what Anna was worried about happening if her boyfriend got a female doctor.
Yeah.
Now that his is retiring. She was like, wants to shut it down. And I was like, well, that's kind of unlikely. And then, you know, unless it's Grey's Anatomy.
And Kelly was trying to toss and remember names of who the characters were. And who was it?
It was Izzy. Izzy fell in love with Denny.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Lost her job. Kelly, come on.
Yes. Oh, yes. She did, didn't she? Okay. She. Oh, that was bad. It was bad, but it was romantic.
Okay.
Oh, it was tragic.
All right. All right. We got it. Anyways.
Oh, by the way, Dr. Aaron says we can't date patients, especially me, since I work in pediatrics.
Yeah, that would be awkward.
That would be awkward. Yeah, that's frowned upon.
Yeah, that's frowned upon. So I wanted to know, do you have any stories of like doctor patient sort of things? We're going to go ahead and keep you anonymous. What's your story?
I dated a guy and then I was having my second C-section. Turns out he was the anesthesiologist for me and, you know, being a woman all out there in front of him. Yep. And so this guy that I did, I was like, oh, hey, this is awkward.
So
wait, you ended up dating him?
I dated him before, like 3-4 years before.
Gotcha.
And okay, okay,
my
okay.
husband and got married.
Yes.
And then like walk in and he introduced himself. He's like, hey. And he looked at me all the time. I was like, okay.
Oh yes. When you have intimate knowledge
like,
of your providers from a previous time. My
yeah.
God.
Yes. Your husband's like, wait, do you know each other?
Literally, that's what happened.
That is so funny.
That's wild.
Where you're like, hang on a second. You guys know each other?
Yes, which, again, that is just such a wild situation. In that room, you're meeting all these strangers, and you're exposed
especially,
unlike ever before.
Especially if you never made it to that base.
Right? Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, we didn't ask for that detail. We're just assuming.
Right, exactly. Like, how awkward would that be? If you never made it to that base, you broke up, and then you wound up getting with your husband, and then all of a sudden he walks in as you're up on the table, and you're like, oh.
With everything exposed. Oh,
well, again, professionals.
Clinical. Yes.
It's all clinical.
Right.
It's all clinical. All right. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the stories. What are we saying with her?
With Anna, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
First of all, we don't even know if he's getting a lady doctor.
That's right. Let's not worry about it. All right. Well, have good luck. Thanks for reaching out. And keep us posted on 99.7 DJX.